Welcome back to Season 1, Episode 9 of the Sammy Saga Comedy Podcast. I am your host, Sammy. This episode, I'm being joined by my good friend, Jack Parthenalakrishna, who runs the podcast, That Pointless Podcast, as well as my new friend, Marley Silverbrand, who runs the podcast, The Water Cooler Podcast. Today you'll get to listen in as we play a game called Slide Ride, the most famous one so far, the game where both of these guests present a never-before-seen Google Slides presentation. It's really funny. I love it. Everybody loves it. And Character Clash, which is the game where both of these guests get a randomized fantasy or realistic character with random and quirky abilities and weapons. They must argue why their character would win in a fight against the other one. It is amazing. So if you do like this episode, please consider following the podcast. New episodes are released every Monday at 12 p.m. PST. Also, a little side note, Season 2 is coming up after the 10th episode, and some things are going to change. Not with the actual format, but just some new stuff, some new and improved stuff. I'm trying to kick it into full gear, so look out for that, definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, Sammy's saga continues! What is going on?
Hey,
I just burped really loudly. Oh god!
How are you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
I'm doing really good. Thanks.
I would just like to point out real quick that Jack, he's been on here before. You guys might know. Is eating oatmeal again on the show.
It's good. This time I got pesto sauce in it and kale and egg. So this is a revelation. It's called savory oatmeal, man.
Stepping it up.
Stuff has changed my life.
That's quite a fusion cuisine right there. If you don't.
That's what it sounds like. So Jack, go ahead. Both of you guys, just tell us a little bit about your podcasts.
Jack, do you want to go first?
Sure, man.
While you're eating your oatmeal.
Yeah, I almost choked for a second there. Okay. Yeah, I'm Jack Parthenalakrishna. I host That Pointless Podcast. Jake's in the back here somewhere. I don't actually know where he is. Probably in his bedroom, just doing random shit. Okay. But yeah, that Jake produces it. We work at JSP. It's a media productions company. We produce That Pointless Podcast, a few more podcasts that'll be coming out soon. Go check it out. We just do interviews with people, but with random ass questions. So yeah, Sammy actually did an episode on there earlier with Hunter. Whoop, whoop. You guys remember Hunter? Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. And okay, Marley, what have you got?
My name is Marley Silverbrand, and I host the Water Cooler Podcast. It's basically just a discussion podcast where I just bring on my friends each week, and we just discuss what's going on in the world, society, culture, nerd culture, sports, just whatever we feel like talking about. Just a discussion podcast to get us through these crazy times we're living in right now. So
sounds amazing. Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. I can vouch for awesome, both man. Of these podcasts that they are great. I listen to them both. A plus.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Sammy.
I'm gonna go follow the Water Filler Podcast right now.
All right. So
thank you so much.
The games we're playing today is, a lot of you may know this one because it's been done a lot. It's called Slide Ride, the game of me making a Google Slides presentation, and I make these people present them. Jack is going to go first because I know how much he loves these, you know?
These are great.
All right, so I'm going to share my screen here. And Jack, whenever you're ready, man, go ahead and...
I am the traveler of the nations, the best of the best. I've gone everywhere and everywhere else. So, yeah, let's see what I've done in the recent days. you see, this was back in the day. I was going hunting one day with my cat. You know, I don't like dogs. I'm not a dog person. So I took the cat with me this time. You know, he brings his stuff back. He gets a little lazy along the way, but sometimes he ends up bringing me eggplants. This time I got a lot of eggplants, man. These were some really big eggplants too. I mean, he's the pro eggplant finder. I have a deal with a restaurant. They give me those big egg. I get those big eggplants for them and they pay me millions.
Really?
This is serious business. Yeah.
That's impressive.
That's why I can travel so much. Yeah, this was that time I met a guy named Donald. He had a McDonald's, but then he lost a lawsuit. He got sued really badly, and then he got high, and then he decided, hey, let's just make a Donald restaurant. So he decided to make it kind of look like a dick on the top, but it's fine, you know, it's all good.
I wasn't thinking like that, but I guess that works too.
This was that one time I was in the forest, you know. I got chased by this dude, but apparently it was during quarantine. So I mean, this guy was just being nice. I mean, I thought he was a crazy maniac. He was just giving me toilet paper. I mean, I needed toilet paper. We all do right now.
Hmm? Is that Charmin?
Oh yes, it's good. It's a cushiony one.
That guy actually works for a local Walmart in my town.
Oh, chill. He's such a nice dude, man. You got to talk to him. Oh, he has great stories. He's talked about how one day he chased out a lady with toilet paper and she called the cops on him and thinking he was assaulting him. But then he just handed her toilet paper and now their best friends are married, man.
Wow, a lot of history behind one picture. Huh?
Yeah. Ooh, let's see. Can you guess where these next pictures were taken at? Because I've gone to some really crazy places. Ooh, this is one. Remember this? It was when I went over to One Nation back in the day, back in the African savannah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had a giant shrub house because there was a dictator there and he had carved a tree. Yeah, where in Africa do you guys think this was taken, huh?
Is this
Wakanda?
Yeah, they made a genetically modified tree. It's so you can pick it up and you can put it on your head and dance, man. It's like a mobile tree, and then you can spin it sometimes and it creates like wind. Hold on. It's like the advanced windmill, man. It's real shit.
Came from Wakanda because that's the portal where we go in to bring back Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, that too, man.
Isn't
you go in there, you sit in there long enough, you're just gonna it's gonna start spinning, then you'll teleport. You'll be like,
isn't a mobile tree a just a like a potted plant?
This one has a propeller. It's a potted propeller plant. Plants pants. Okay. And I can't speak English now. Oh, this was fun. This was at a Walmart. Yeah. A few of my friends and we met this one girl. I don't know. Jake was trying to hit on her for a really long time. Like, he was trying to get at it, but nope.
Uh-huh.
That dude doesn't get anywhere with that. You'd kill me if I said that.
Okay. Who's your friend? The guy in the trunk or
Yeah, which one is you?
Awkwardly staring.
Oh, he's the guy in the trunk. He's the guy in the trunk, man. He likes trunks. That's how he got to America. he got in a trunk in London.
So which one is you then?
Oh, I'm the one dude, the one Asian Indian dude, like right over there. Just a fat Indian kid. <That's> not...
Of course.
The plump Indian kid of the jeans. Ooh, this is my grandma. Yeah, she's a different ethnicity, you know, it's fine. I'm partially adopted. Partially, not completely, partially. It's a weird process. But of course, she likes to blowtorch water bombs as part of her culture over in some random white country in Europe. Yeah. So they like to blowtorch watermelons. It's a special dish that they make. They actually put bird seed on it and then some pesto sauce and oatmeal and maybe a little bit of peanut butter brittle and some goose. It's made of glass. And I'm literally just looking around my room and naming things. Red jerky.
That's quite the palate you got there.
That must taste like something else in your mouth.
They make it taste like heaven, then. This is the McDonald's. This is the burger of random white country.
That'll sell.
That might be a bit racist. But of course, all of this just seems unusual, you know. I actually took all these pictures in one day. That's why I'm giving this TED Talk, everybody. I mean, this is some serious travel here. Yeah. There was... Let me explain. Okay, let me explain, guys. We started... Is there another slide?
Yes, there's one more.
Oh, okay. I just explained on the slide. Okay. I wasn't sure. Okay, yeah. So I actually did a speed teleportation kind of thing. You know that Wakanda tree that we saw earlier? That's where I started. And I would teleport back through that tree all the time. It's just a constant teleportation network. But in Japan, you know, in Japan, you could teleport through a giant piece of sushi. That's the key part. Japan to Norway, just through a piece of sushi. And then you fall out in Norway out of the watermelon. You fall out of the special watermelon.
They have a giant version of that and you just go plop.
You sometimes have to climb out. You get stuck in the watermelon sometimes. And sometimes you come out a little small and you got to run away from a spoon.
Like Alice in Wonderland.
That happened twice. Yeah.
You got to eat something every time.
It was a meditative experience, guys. Mm. This was a spiritual experience for me.
Right.
Truly. Thank you for listening to my TED Talk.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope this inspires you in your new travels. New travels. God.
You know what? I think I need a little more insight as to how the teleportation works. I would like to try that.
Ah, see. Okay. You get in the tree, right? You sit in the tree and you got to cross your legs. You got to sit crisscross applesauce and hold the two tops of the tree. And you just got to lean back, right?
Uh-huh.
You lean back, then you hold yourself on the tree, you balance your head on there, and then you just got to shake until you somehow get hard. And then it'll sense your horniness and you'll start spinning, man.
It's crazy. Teleportation device based off of horniness. I'm the master of that.
Or maybe you got to be high, you know, it just depends, right? Just depends. Sometimes you got to be high and horny.
High on what?
Horny.
That's
it. Be high on horny. That's what it is.
High on horniness.
That was very informative. Ooh. I must be honest. Marley.
I'm spoiling my oatmeal sauce.
Marley, I'm going to share my screen for you in just a second. Let me see. Here it is. And I'd say your topic is a bit more mainstream compared to what he was talking about.
Okay. Oh, how...
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to tell you how to stay fit, especially during these COVID times with the gyms being closed. I think everyone is looking for... how just a way to stay fit and just next slide, please. First you're gonna want to eat whatever these like pastries and milk, I guess, or pickles and milk. It's definitely gonna, I feel like Jack is already
my oatmeal, man.
Jack is like eating the oatmeal and the pesto, but this, I feel like this is definitely like it's a healthy alternative to what Jack is eating.
I'll be eating this tomorrow.
Right now. So, so yeah, next slide. you should always stay active, even when, no matter if you're 12 years old or 80 years old, skateboarding is a good way of staying active. Even though this woman is just holding the skateboard out. She might, looks like she might break her back, like taking one step, but she's still active.
Do you know this person personally?
Yes, I do. She is my great grandmother, and she is such a sweetheart. And
that was the wrong way.
She has polio, but I still love her very, very much. But I still love her. But she's also had like a dream of being a pro skateboarder, and I'm never doubting her, but times are tough. Times are tough. Next slide.
Inspirational, man.
You should always multitask, get multiple tasks done in one, and just always exercise and just training your brain in multiple different ways, like just typing with your feet and I think today's day and age, like with the kids and their smartphones, like they're definitely like perfect at a task like this. always train your brain.
Well, how was this picture taken? Because clearly your hands are on the keyboard.
He was taking it with his dick.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. I don't know what to do with that one. But yeah. Healthy foods to eat, bananas, oranges, and apparently two bananas again. You guys must really like bananas. And then you just throw a salad in there too. So a fruit salad. We could sum that, whoever made these slides, we could sum that up easily by just saying fruit salad. But always eat your fruits and vegetables, and you guessed it. You definitely guessed it.
So no apples or
no apples at all. I am very racist against all apples, and just nothing else except for these two food groups. Nothing else. You'll eventually die because there's no water in there. But I still don't think you should drink water.
The oranges have special water.
Special water. And going back to Jack's presentation, the oranges, you get the orange special water by going through the tree and teleporting to Wakanda.
That's true. That tree is a very special tree, Ben.
Yes, very special tree. Wakanda forever. Yeah. That's why it's forever, because the orange special juice.
Sammy, you ever been to the sacred tree?
I haven't. No.
You gotta go, man.
Yeah,
it's a sight to behold.
I'm sure it is. I'm working my way there.
Oh, and this. This cat is just very particular about its watermelons. It's so protective over them. And why can you not? It's watermelons are a really great fruit, even though I don't think you should eat them. But this cat apparently thinks so. So even then, you shouldn't eat them. But cats, you shouldn't eat a cat. But cats should definitely eat watermelons.
Could you actually eat a cat? Is that a thing?
Definitely, Asians do it all the time.
Yeah. Really?
That is racist. Please cut that out.
I'm comfortable with saying it. Many cultures do this.
Okay. But yeah. Drake. this is a direct shot at the LeBron James Finals MVP. It was a direct hit. Don't ask me how this is supposed to make you fit, but it's a direct shot at the Los Angeles Lakers. But okay. Jack, do you have anything?
Oh, here's Jack.
Hey, it's me again.
There's Jack.
We just catch it up in the shower with the Pop-Tarts, guys.
Yeah, Pop-Tarts are definitely an important food group, but they have to have orange flavor and banana flavor, but nothing else. And you gotta wash that down with orange water. So
that's called orange
all day and every day.
And you gotta have the swag too. You gotta have the swag like this guy. It's like this guy knows how to eat a Pop-Tart. He knows to eat it the right way. And he's listening to Kanye West too. Kanye West, who is running for president. Kanye West knows how to he knows how to eat Pop-Tarts as well and eat the right food groups. But yeah. next slide. The most important exercise routine is to do 25 push-ups. That's it. So if you do those 25 push-ups, you're just gonna have an eight pack. You do 20, not on the 24th, on the 25th you'll instantly get an eight pack. That's it. And also make sure you eat those bananas and oranges.
Does it double? And every time you do double the amount of push-ups, you just have more abs on your body.
Yes. Yes.
I'm gonna create a graph.
So if you do 50, you'll just have a 16 pack, and you'll eventually die because you'll be creating more muscles and your body can't handle it.
Eventually, you're just gonna look like that one dude from Fantastic Four, the Thing.
Yes, yes, very much. Rolls on rolls on rolls. And thank you for this presentation. So I hope you learned something today and stay fit during these COVID times.
Wow. Man, that was taken straight from the TED Talk. Wow, that was amazing.
Oh, no. My mic wire. Oh, no.
It just cuts off for the rest of the podcast. All right. So, I absolutely love that game. That is my favorite one.
Maybe.
Mine too. It's so good. Cavemen do slide ride.
All right, this next game.
It's a good game.
This next game is called Character Clash. And for the audience, it is a game where they have a character with an ability and a weapon. Each of those could be bad or good, depending on what they get based on chance. They have to argue back and forth about why their character would win in a fight between the two. So, Jack, three numbers from 1 to 60.
Ooh, 1 to 60.
Yeah, three numbers.
I got to think hard about this. 12.
Okay.
51.
Okay.
And 36. Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to win the lottery, man.
Yeah, he's pretty good at this. All right, so that means you are Darth Vader.
Hey!
51. You have spiky metal knee pads.
Oh, yeah.
So you got those. And 36. You have a 4-foot long neck.
Okay, well, I gotta ask a question. Is Darth Vader wearing his full suit and then the knee pads, or is it just the knee pads? It's just naked Darth Vader with a 4-foot neck and knee pads.
He has got the entire armor suit with the knee pads on the outside.
Okay.
That is you, Jack. Let me actually paste this in the chat so you can see it.
That's a lot better to imagine than naked Darth Vader.
Okay. And Marley, go ahead and choose three numbers for me. 1 to 60.
Oopsie. Clicked
random. Okay. So I'll go 13. Lucky number 13. Mm-hmm. Then I'll do 7, lucky number 7. And then we'll do 25.
Okay, 13, 7, and 25. So you are actually King Kong.
Okay.
King Kong with nunchucks. and you are deaf.
Wait, what? I'm deaf?
A little unfortunate.
Okay. So, this will be interesting. I think I got this one.
I got this one. So, I'm going to have Jack go ahead and tell me why his character would win, and then Marley, I'm going to give you like a rebuttal sort of thing to give why, you know, as like a counter. So, Jack, go ahead.
Darth Vader's got this long ass neck, right? But he's also got the Force. And this dude's fit, right? He's taking all the cucumber salt oatmeal things he needs to take. He's healthy as shit, man. This dude's doing his 25 push-ups. So he's got neck muscles. He's got serious neck muscles, okay? So he's gonna use the Force to bend the buildings toward King Kong and hold him. And King Kong's not going to hear any of this because King Kong's deaf, right? And he's going to be swinging his nunchucks around like a crazy person. And Darth Vader's just going to come around and wrap his neck around King Kong. And then pull like a boa constrictor. And then Darth Vader's neck is going to slowly consume King Kong. And then he's going to slam his metal knee pads into his eyes and pull out King Kong's eyeballs and show them to him. And King Kong's going to be crying the whole time. And then King Kong's going to hit his neck with these nunchucks. But oh, King Kong, I feel bad for you because this neck is just going to bounce, man. It's going to bounce.
How long do you think his neck is?
I don't know.
4 foot long. How long neck? Is
4 foot?
Four.
Oh shit! 4 feet isn't that long.
4 feet, it's like.
4 feet, it's like half the height of a person. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, half the height. No,
it's,
no, no.
It's
no.
A little 3 more.
Fourths. Okay.
A little so more. Not quite the amount to stretch around.
Okay. Yeah. So up to my shoulder. Okay. I gotta reframe my argument. Hold on. I got this.
So is my rebuttal going to be a reaction to all this, or is this how I think it's going to turn out?
What about just, we just react the fight, reenact the fight?
Yeah, that sounds
yeah.
good.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Darth Vader's on his way. He's got his 4 foot long neck. He's waddling along. His head is swinging along. He's like twice the height of a normal person now because he's got this giant neck. And he's working with his spiky metal knee pads and holding up all the buildings with his Force thing. Does he have a lightsaber with him?
He does.
Ah, so he's got a lightsaber, but he's holding it. He can't hold it because he's holding the Force in one hand. And it's a lot of buildings, so he needs both hands. Or he can hold a lightsaber in one hand. Yeah.
Why not?
I was going to see if he could stick it in his ass, but that would probably... I'm not sure whether Darth Vader was a lightsaber tail. I don't know. I was trying to turn him into a monkey of some sort. Get a clench, you know?
No, I don't know.
I don't know what I'm doing. I think I might be going too far.
Okay. Marley? What? What I don't even know what to say.
What's King Kong doing? The deaf King Kong with nunchucks?
Yes.
Well, King Kong is just strolling down the street like one day and just sees this Darth Vader with spiky metal knee pads and a 4 foot long neck coming towards him. And like he obviously doesn't hear him because he's deaf, but so he starts freaking out. He's like, this guy's gonna start attacking me. And then an innocent bystander right next to him sees that Darth Vader is going to attack King Kong and calls 911 because Darth Vader is attacking a disabled person. calls the authorities on Darth Vader. And Darth Vader goes to court
Wait, how does Darth Vader get arrested?
The government arrests him.
How? They bring in the tanks?
Yeah, they bring in the tanks. Right to a fair trial because Darth Vader, like, you don't know if he was going to attack King Kong, but you just can't. send like these threats to King Kong, a disabled
I don't think, dude, I don't think Darth Vader knows sign language. Just saying.
Yeah. He might.
You never know. He's
a smart dude. That's true.
Yeah, he's a smart dude.
So your defense, Marley, is that because King Kong is deaf, that immediately just
is that disqualification?
No, it's not disqualification. I just don't. So.
Wait, but you gotta screw over the legal system, right? Darth Vader is—he's rich as shit, man. This dude came from space. He's gonna sell his lightsaber for like $2.7 million and bring in lawyers from the freaking like what Republic or Empire? I don't know. I don't watch Star Wars. But he's gonna bring in the dude from there, some sort of lawyer from there. He's gonna be a fucking genius. He's gonna throw King Kong out of court.
And then they spend 30 years just fighting this case. And then at the end of King Kong just folds.
After all that.
And Darth Vader gives him $50 million to shut up.
50-year-old Darth Vader just laughing.
That was a weird sound. Oh my God.
And King Kong is just sitting there quietly in the courtroom because he has no idea what's going on because he's dead.
So. That laugh sounded like if like a toddler laughed with a balloon popping inside of them.
Yeah, I know. I tried to breathe it in during it. I don't know what I was doing.
That was horrifying.
All right, I'm gonna give. Oh, I'm gonna give this to. I'm gonna have to give it to Darth Vader, because. King Kong is deaf, but eventually, throughout physical combat or the legal system, I think that Darth Vader would eventually defeat him. That is the verdict.
Yes.
So a good fight was fought financially and physically and legally, but...
Darth Vader bribed the judge.
He did.
And that's the American legal system.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's exactly how it works. Not that far off. We're gonna do another quick one right here. Jack, pick three more numbers from 1 to 60.
Ooh, actually, Jake, you want to do this? I got it.
Jake do it, yeah.
I just had to listen to this. Yeah, let's see. 42, 16, 23.
Okay.
I got this.
42, 16, 23. Okay.
Yes.
So, you are a sniper. with
like a skinny sniper. What are we working with?
Just a regular average marksman sniper. Yeah, with a fireball wand, and you just woke up.
Oh, he's still in bed. He sleeps with the wand on him.
Marley. Go ahead and choose three numbers.
Let's do 28.
Okay.
31. Mm-hmm. And, you know what? 60.
60. Interesting. Okay.
Oh, yes. Strategy.
28. Okay, so get this. You are God.
Yes.
Oh, shit. What?
You know Kung Fu. And
why does God know Kung Fu? What? No!
And
because he's God!
Oh, no!
And you can jump 100 feet in the air. So.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Jack, I'm going to give you the first argument here, seeing as you're at a disadvantage.
Okay. Okay. I got this. Let's see. Oh, God gets bored. Yes, we have that as a question too. Okay, so God gets bored. He gets kind of like pissed off. He's been spending the past like, what, millions of years just sitting around and shitting on the toilet for a while. And he's just been doing this. So now he sees this guy and he's like, huh, okay. And he tries to fight him, but he's like, I'm too bored for this. So God just sits down and he just resigns because he wants to sit on his toilet for a bit and just contemplate life.
For another billion years. Okay.
I seriously wonder what God does. Okay.
Marley, what's your take on this? What's God gonna do?
So God is
shitting on the toilet. Yes.
Just take the sniper out. Like the god's just gonna take the sniper out just because he's like, I created you. I can take you out of this world.
Sounds like something my mom says.
Shit.
Yes, mate.
You're gonna. Like,
that is a little concerning. You.
So you're gonna bolt him or what?
And also, it's like, if God obviously wins here because he knows Kung Fu and he can jump 100 feet in the air, he can, and like the sniper just woke up, so he's obviously going to be
a little
like tired. He's not going to be there, and just yeah.
Yeah, the sniper's just dead, mate. I can't argue this. I'm sorry. This is too hard.
I don't think there's a better character on here than God.
Yeah, that just beats everybody.
It kind of does. Except there's one that says me, so what you could have gotten that. That would have been the worst one, probably.
Oh, but I can say Sammy defeats God because you're the host. Yeah.
You're right. I am all powerful.
Yeah. You are all powerful. You can mute. You have the mute button.
Watch this.
The podcast
Boom.
God.
I just muted Jack. You see how funny that was? Okay, now we're going to ask him to
unmute. Hey. Revolt.
Just leave it like that for the rest of
Okay, moving on.
All right.
That was interesting.
So yeah, I gotta get you guys' feedback. Which game do you like better?
Slide Ride.
Okay, Marley.
Slide Ride is definitely I love that game, but I think this Character Smash one is actually I see potential there.
It needs a bit more exploring.
Yes.
It'll get there. It'll get there.
Okay.
You need to take the Wakanda portal in the tree and explore that.
I know how the sniper defeats God. He goes into the Wakanda portal where God has no rule.
What if God goes into that portal?
You at this boom. But God created that Wakanda portal, did. So he can just end it.
Oh,
that was so defeated. Oh,
sorry, Jack.
That was a defeated O.
Sad now.
Yeah,
I had a chance.
Just a tiny chance. That would have been great to see if somebody could kill God, but I had to make one that says like Satan. That would be interesting. I think I do have one that God says. I actually, you know what I thought about is like making it. I have a couple like locations where these people could be fighting at, so I have some. I didn't use them just because I don't know, but it's like some of them say like a boxing ring, an elevator, in a library. They're just like the dumbest places. Do you think that you would have liked to use those? Like, just scenarios, like, locations.
Because when you're in the librarian has the ultimate power. God is diminished.
Well, I was thinking, like these two would be fighting in hell. And God has no power in hell because the devil is in charge of it. So God is just, like, all the powers of God is just non-existent. So the sniper wins.
Booyah. Correct, God. Correct.
Okay, well, those are the two games that I had set up for you guys. So Jack runs the That Pointless podcast. Jack, where can we find it? What are the places?
It's on I think it's pretty much everywhere. I know it's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts now. There's a bunch of other places. Most places have picked it up by now. But there is something I do want to for everyone here listening about. We have a new podcast coming out in, I think it's like a month, right?
Where are you doing it?
Well, yeah, next month. Yeah, Jake's working on it. I'd let him introduce it. Okay, so it's a podcast where it's like a meditative thing, but it's like a comedy meditative thing. So you're in a void and just random shit happens there. There's just like random stories going on.
That sounds amazing.
Like the first one is where just a naked leprechaun in a green chair appears and has a giant purple hat and talks to you for a while. There's one with a plunger and gun control. That one's great. And it's a very unusual podcast. It's going to be called The Void.
All right. Everybody make sure to look out for that. Marley, where can we find your podcast at?
You can find the Water Cooler Podcast on Spotify. Just all the major podcast like platforms, Google Podcasts, iTunes.
All good places.
I tell people to just go to Anchor and just search for Water Cooler and it's there.
Yeah, that's what I used to.
So yeah. And I would just like to add, like, I listened to a couple episodes of the Pointless Podcast and I really enjoyed those episodes. And
yes,
I'm looking this forward to listening to more.
I love this podcast.
Yeah. Well,
I'm definitely going to listen to your podcast. I just followed it like, what, 1 hour ago now, I think?
Hey. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming on. I really appreciate it. I will see you guys later.
Boom.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thank you, mate.
Thank you for listening in on today's podcast. You can find Sammy's Saga on all platforms. My social medias are in the description, so if you do want to stay updated with the latest, I do post on pretty much all of them every single day. My email should be down there as well. So if you do want to actually be a guest on the podcast, you can reach out to me using those social medias, and I will get back to you because I respond faster than an elephant can remember. That is a great analogy. I'll have to remember that. Anyways, I had a blast with my guests Jack and Marley today, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. See you next week.